This is the Truth Network.
Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world." What did he mean by that? Like, how many of you have taken him up on that? You're there in Jerusalem serving the Lord. That's your kind of your hometown. And then he says, Acts 1:8, Judea. Well, that's a little outside Jerusalem. You know, we're getting out of the hood a little bit into maybe a little outside our comfort zone. But then he says Samaria. Now, to the Jews, that's like, whoa, that's even getting farther. We're getting into a little foreign land. And then he says Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. That's kind of like going far. Well, I got a guy with me right now named Nate, who he and his wife, Laura, their whole family, they're on their way to the other side of the earth. How long does it take to fly to where you're going, Nate, on an airplane?
It's about 23 hours flight time, a few days.
Yeah. 23 hours. I'm trying to calculate the number of beverage services, snacks. I mean, how many peanuts, they outload those, but how many things can you have on a flight like that? Can you get up and move around the cabin a little bit?
Honestly, I mean, I've never made the...
So you're about to make that flight.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have kids?
We have one daughter, 6 months old.
6 months old. So someone's got to walk that baby for 23 hours. That's like almost the length of a day. And tell everyone where you're going. This is exciting, gang.
Yeah, we're going to Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea is just above Australia. It is the most language-dense country in the world.
All kinds of languages. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but didn't you say that there's over 800 languages there?
There is.
Unbelievable. And how many do you speak at this point in time?
Just one.
Wow. So you're going over there. How about your wife?
Same.
Okay, and you want... Tell everyone a little bit about this, because when we talk, what shocked me, and I want everyone to listen very closely, is I've got a Bible sitting right here. I got another in my bag. I got six in my office. I got Bibles everywhere. I love giving Bibles away. I go to the Bible store. I go to the dollar store, and I buy all their Bibles. If you follow me around, and I happen to be near a Bible store, I go. You know, say I walk out of lunch with somebody, and there's a dollar store right there. I go in. I buy all their Bibles, every one of them. You know how much they are, Nate? I'm gonna give you just a wild guess. In the dollar store, how much are Bibles?
$5.
Nope. Come down a little bit.
$3.
Nope.
$1.
$1. Just like everything else, I tried to offer more than a dollar once at the dollar store. The lady looked at me. She says, "No." She says, "No, you got this is a dollar. You got to pay a dollar." She told me. I said, "You're selling me a multi-million dollar book for a buck." I said, my conscience is writhed with guilt right now. I just can't take it. But here's there's some humor there, but the cool thing is I've given those Bibles to people, and who knows what God's doing. Gave one, I was going to Lynchburg last week, gave one to a young man at a gas station. He was so excited, he didn't have a Bible. I said, guess what? You got one now. Put a Christian radio card in there. But Nate, is it true there's people that don't have the Bible in their own language? That book that we can quote from and we don't read ever hardly like we should. Is it true that they don't have it in their own language?
Yeah, there are about 4,400 languages without scripture and 2,000 languages where the language is completely unknown to the rest of the world.
Wow. How does that make you feel? Tell me what that does in your heart when you came upon that information.
Yeah, it's something that my wife and I still talk about very frequently. It's just something we can't turn our backs on. You know, you can drive down the road here and see a church on the left, and drive down the road a little more, see a church on the right. You go there, and there's no churches. These people are completely without hope. And unless someone goes and invests at least 5 years just to learn the language, you know, barring the time it takes to plant a church, unless someone goes to invest that much time, then they're hopeless, and they have no hope except to, you know, die and go to hell.
So I want to ask this question, Nate, and I want you guys to keep Nate and Laura, his wife, and their sweet little girl in your prayers as they embark off to Papua New Guinea. Tell us a little bit about what went in your call. You bump into someone maybe you went to college with. You haven't mm-hmm. seen them in some time. You're like, what are you doing? They're like, oh, man, I'm killing it down at the bank. I just got promoted. Boom, 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 boom. You know, my wife's teaching here at the school. Boom, boom, boom. And then they turn to you, Nate, and Laura, there you are, you know, at the restaurant, whatever, and they say, so what are you doing? How do you explain to them and to all of our listeners, you know, a young man in the prime of his life You know, you got the American dream, man. You got to make some coin. You know, you got to embark on a profession, and here you're on your way to daggum Papua New Guinea. Tell us a little bit how you frame and how you articulate that to other people. And it's also a great witness when you do talk about it. So that's encouraging, but go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, Luke 14, you have Christ more or less telling people to love him so much that it looks like hate. He tells people to love him so much that their love for even their closest family members, like their mother, look like hate.
Yeah, and it's then, like that statement who says, unless you hate your father, mother, brother, and sister. Of course, he's not talking about hate like we would,
right?
Acerbic, vitriolic, brutal, you know, deadly kind of hate, but he's talking about a priority thing. Is that what you're saying?
Right. And then he goes on to say, you know, anyone who wants to be my disciple must pick up their cross and follow me. And then he goes on and talks about what's required of someone who is going to pick up their cross, or in other words, die to themselves. And there's so much that this world has to offer, but at the end of this life, I'm going to stand before Christ the judge, and I want to have done something that mattered.
Yeah, you want to make your life count. I love that. I love a young man who, I mean, you're, what are you, 45, 56, 62?
30
years old. Wow. What about that, guys? How encouraging to me. So you want to make your life count for Christ. You're going over to on a 23, how many miles is that? I know it's 23 hours flying to get you guys to Papua New Guinea. You probably have to pick up a couple little hoppers, don't you, once you get there to get to where you're going, huh?
Yeah, it's from North Carolina to LA to Sydney, Australia to the capital, and then into wherever we're going in Papua New Guinea. It's several thousand miles.
Wow, what awaits you?
I'm sorry?
Tell us about what's waiting for you when you get there.
Well, when we get there, we're going to spend the first year in the national country learning national culture and language. And during that time, we'll form a team, and then we'll start scouting the tribes that are there that are actually have been asking for missionaries. Mm. So we'll eventually determine or land on a tribe that we're going to go into. And then we'll spend, you know, 5 years learning the language, and then the next 5 years discipling, and then 5 years phasing out.
Mm, wow. Tell me two things as we wrap up. One, what's your challenge to a lot of the Western Christians that hear this podcast, this broadcast, this program? What would you challenge them? And number two, how can we pray for you?
Yeah, I would say my prayer for the American church is to take your comforts lightly. Recognize that your comforts are very fleeting. And, you know, what do you have? Max, maybe 90 years or something. And then it's all gone, and you stand before Christ the judge. And there are those completely without hope. Like you were talking about before, you can go into the dollar store and buy a Bible. We take the gospel for granted, and I think we lack awareness of the lack of hope and lack of access that exists for about 40% of the world. So my challenge to you, the listener, would be, I would actually ask you to pray before God. God, I am surrendered to do whatever you want me to do, go wherever you want me to go. And then just, let God open doors and see where he takes you.
Amen. And how can we pray for you? Nate, Laura Clonch, and their sweet little daughter. Clonch is Clonch. Now your website, I guess people can support you, that they can learn more about you at your website. Can I give that out over the
yes,
air? Okay.
Yeah.
The Clonches, Clonches.com is his website. You can probably email them from there. They're legitimate with some great missions organizations that are codified, and they are raising support, right? So you're taking,
right,
if folks give to you, they're helping advance the gospel to a group of people who've never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, an unreached people group with over 800, nearly 900 languages that are untranslatable yet in the Bible. But God's using this man of God and his wife to change that. How can we pray for you as we wrap up?
Two ways. You can pray for us in that this life that awaits us is, I liken it to a roller coaster, which, you know, might be a cliche, but there's just so much ahead of us that we can't see, so much that might frighten us at times, so many opportunities for us to stop trusting in God because we fear the unknown. So we need prayer and just trust in God's faithfulness as we look at where he's brought us, we know that he will be faithful because he always has been. And when we look at his word, we're reminded of the same thing. Secondly, currently we're raising support. So, if you're listening, you know, just, I'd ask you to pray that, that God provides for us in this time, to that we could raise partners who not only are going to give to us financially, but who are going to be a part of, you know, being a part of reaching the unreached, which, you know, will take us about 15 to 20 years and being in it for the long haul.
That's tremendous. You may not get on an airplane, go 23 hours across the world. You may not go to an unreached people group and learn the language. You can translate the Bible, but you can certainly go by way of prayer and support for this guy. Before your head hits the pillow tonight, moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, single people, before you, next time you're together at a meal or tucking the kids in and praying with them, pray for the Clonch family. Pray for Nate and Laura and their precious little girl as they go to Papua New Guinea. Thank you for popping in here and Papua New Guinean in here and and encouraging us, my friend. Yeah. God bless you. We're going to keep you in our prayers, and we want to get some updates from you on how God's using you in that to reach that group of folks.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to mypillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. Mypillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.